South Korea's president has taken responsibility for failing to protect his country from attack. It was his first public statement since North Korea shelled a South Korean island, an attack that left four dead. And China, North Korea's ally and biggest trading partner, is now doing what the U.S. has urged it to do, getting actively involved in trying to lower tensions. China wants to help the six nations that had been conducting talks about North Korea to resume those talks. But as NPR's Louisa Lim reports, the response has not been positive, even from South Korea.
In his statement, President Lee Myung-bak called the North Korean attack a crime against humanity and threatened further retaliation in the case of any further provocation. He didn't mention China's offer to broker talks at all. That proposal by Pyongyang's closest ally was made yesterday in a hastily arranged news conference by China's Deputy Foreign Minister Wu Dawei, speaking through an interpreter.
I would like to stress that although the proposed consultations do not mean the resumption of the six-party talks, we do hope they will help create conditions for the relaunch of the six-party talks.
According to Kyodo News Agency, Japan's chief spokesman says it will not attend such talks. South Korea had said it would consider the proposal very cautiously. Meanwhile, a U.S. spokesman said Pyongyang needed to take clear steps to demonstrate a change in behavior. Some have dismissed China's call as a face-saving measure. But Zhu Fang at Peking University says it represents a change in policy for Beijing.
Such an emergency call for consultation show Beijing's new activism. I also see some sort of a Chinese dilemma. We are always embarrassed by some sort of failed balance between maintaining our traditional relations with Pyongyang and how to address the very important concern about security and stability to the South Korean, U.S. and the international community.
Beijing has so far failed to condemn North Korea's attack. But now, under intense international pressure, Beijing's engaging in a flurry of diplomacy. It's sent a senior Chinese official to meet the South Korean president and is preparing to receive North Korea's parliamentary chief tomorrow. But calls for Beijing to rein in Pyongyang are little more than wishful thinking, according to North Korea expert Brian Myers from Dongseo University.
I think we tend to exaggerate China's influence over North Korea in order to rationalize our own inactivity. No country can have much of an influence on the domestic politics of an ultranationalist state.
Our aircraft carrier, the U.S.'s George Washington, has already left its home port of Yokosuka near Tokyo.
As the U.S. aircraft carrier, the George Washington, takes part in massive military exercises with South Korea in the Yellow Sea, what's interesting is that China hasn't protested more. Earlier this year, Beijing was livid when such exercises were suggested. Against a backdrop of growing nationalism, China's relative silence speaks volumes, according to Peking University's Zhu Fang.
My interpretation is that it's some sort of signaling. If North Korea will continue to provoke such a very recklessly, then Beijing will not show any support.
Inside China, the voices of discontent are growing. Some commentators are openly suggesting North Korea's erratic actions have cancelled out its use as a buffer zone for China. But Pyongyang has crossed red line after red line without losing Chinese support. And no one is prepared to guess where Beijing's bottom line might be. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.